This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by Wapfero. From our / erotica, the title of this post is Teacher's Pet. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Each day, as winter approached, less light seeped in through the classroom windows. And now at the early time of 6 p.m. Mr. West was almost sat in darkness. With half an hour before he had to leave to meet his wife for tea, Mr. West was squinting as he desperately tried to conquer the mountain of marking before him. Even the thought of turning on the light was too much of a distraction. Mr. West thrived off of teaching and he knew it was what he'd do until the day he was forced to retire. He'd taught kids from 4 through to 18 and sharing that journey with them had been a gift. But that didn't make it any less draining when he had to stay back at the college to catch up on work. He was in a rhythm of ticking and turning pages when a light tap sounded on the glass of the classroom door. He let out a quiet sigh of frustration as he glanced at the dwindling pile of papers, and then forced a smile onto his face. Duty called. Come in. The door slowly opened and in shuffled Ellie Blakemore, a girl he'd taught for nearly 12 years. She was still in the school's red sweater and check skirt combo, suggesting she hadn't stayed back this late for any kind of sporty extracurricular. Ms. Blakemore, what can I do for you this late in the day? Sorry to bother you, sir. Her hands fumbled with the hem of her skirt and he noticed she was staring at the floor as she spoke. It unsettled him to see a student this uncomfortable. Everything okay? He motioned to the chair opposite. I've got a personal problem, she mumbled. The room might have grown dark, but he was sure he saw her cheeks change color. Ellie, I've told you all I'm here to help. This is a safe space. She bit her lip. Ellie was no different at 18 than she'd been throughout school, quiet but determined. She was always a reliable choice when he needed a question answering in class and her parents had always been grateful of his positive feedback. Not once had she caused an issue, and never had he seen her so awkward. It's about my body. I'm not sure I'd be the best, he began, but Ellie was already moving. As if in slow motion, she began to lift her skirt, without a word, and Mr. West swallowed when he saw that her tights ended just above her knees. Above that, there was only smooth, bare skin. Ellie, what are you doing? He blurted as he tried to desperately avert his eyes. Sir, Connor Ryan told me my vagina was fat and now I'm worried something is wrong with me. She almost sobbed as she confessed to him and he could see her arms visibly shake. Mr. West perched on his seat with his head in his hands. Never in his time as a teacher had he had this issue and he was clueless about what to do. He also had no idea why a teenage boy would complain about a fat vagina. At that age he'd used anything he could get. Ellie, this is wildly inappropriate. Please, sir. She sobbed and he heard her right by him. I trust you. You've been there for me for so long. I thought you would help me. I know it's a weird question, but I didn't know what else to do. In his head he reeled off her options. Google, textbooks, friends. There was a thud and a clatter as pens hit the floor and he looked up to see what she was up to, ready to clamp his hands over his eyes if she'd tried to expose herself again. Oh shit. She knelt on all fours before him on the desk, her ass level with his head. Sir, please just tell me if I'm normal. He shook his head as he stared at the checked material of her skirt. The girl was desperate, he reasoned with himself. She only wanted some advice and he was in a place to give it to her if you considered his experience. It would only take a second. Mr. West swallowed as he gently pulled the hem of her skirt up, once again revealing bare skin. He reminded himself he was just helping a student. That was what he was here for as her mentor. He wasn't staring, mouth wide, at the smooth ass in his face, nor was he biting his lip at the sight of her tight, pink asshole. No, he was focusing on her problem, though he couldn't see a problem at all. Her pussy was a carefully shaved mound of pale flesh, the pink lips hidden behind what must be her fat vagina. From his angle, her thighs squeezed the lips together and puffed them outwards to create a perfect slit that stared back at him. Sir, is my pussy okay? Mr. West was speechless. He leaned into her, as though her crotch was drawing him closer and let his warm breath caress her skin. It had been a long time since his wife's had looked like this. Sir, He snapped back to reality. Your pussy looks great. I mean, sorry, your vagina. It's fine. His cheeks flushed and he wasn't sure how he'd disguise the redness from her. But she didn't turn around. Sir? She said faintly. He gulped. He said it was too fat to find the hole. Is that true? He let his eyes wander between her legs and felt the heavy wave of lust possess him again. It's hard for me to see. She was quiet, unflinching. Who was he to deny her help? He'd already come this far. It was only fair he calm all her anxieties. It was hard being a teenager. He gently placed two fingers either side of the slit and parted her to reveal the glistening pink flesh in between. He ran his thumb along the slit that was slick with temptation and allowed it to wander for a moment, tracing delicate lines around her clit. Then, with ease, he slipped a finger inside. She was tight, her whole embracing his one finger snugly. But she was so drenched with desire he had no problem burying it deep into her. I didn't have a problem, he told her, his middle finger knuckle deep, the rest of his knuckles slippy from her wetness. Thank you, sir. Her body seemed to relax as he lingered inside her. He told me. What? What did he say? His cock was beginning to leak in his pants as he pushed away the niggling voice in his head. He said it smelled funny. He slipped his finger from her and brought it to his nose. Inhaling deeply, that boy was a fucking idiot. To make sure, he leaned into her, the tip of his nose brushing her folds, and inhaled again, his eyes closing as he savored the sweet, musky scent. He said it tasted funny too. She whimpered. Fuck, this poor girl. Without a second thought, he pressed into her, his tongue out, and licked from her clit up to her hole, and his brain hit sensory overload. The taste reminded him of his youth. It reminded him of young girls desperate to feel pleasure, of his wife begging him to eat her every night. It had been so long since he'd tasted pure ecstasy. He couldn't hold back. It didn't matter that he was her teacher, or that he was more than twice her age. He buried his face into her pussy and began to lick with a frenzied intensity as his hands spread her wide. His tongue flicked rapidly against her clit as two fingers slipped into the warmth of her hole. Ellie was whimpering as he selfishly ate her, and he knew this was what she needed to solve her problem. A man, it wasn't long before he felt her wetness spread. At first it had drenched her thighs, then his mouth and his nose as he ate her messily. Then a mix of spit and her juice began to leak down his chin and his neck, his shirt damp around the collar. His cock twitched in his trousers as he felt her desire ooze over his body, and he had to restrain himself from pulling it out and burying it inside her. He pulled away with a growl and slipped a third finger into her. She'd willingly spread her legs for him by now, but her pussy still puffed cutely outwards. When his three thick fingers stretched her lips, they unleashed the sopping pink folds of her tiny pussy, and he watched as her hole swallowed his fingers perfectly. He fingered her with vigor, biting his lip as her tight hole stretched and slurped to accommodate him. Ellie wasn't quiet anymore, her moans echoing around the empty classroom. Aware of their surroundings, he'd checked his watch, glad to see it was after hours so they were safe. He wasn't sure how he'd explain his tardiness to his wife, though. He picked up speed as her moans picked up volume, eager to show this girl what was real pleasure. When her breath became shallower and her body began to shake, he buried his face into her once more and began to slurp noisily on her soaked pussy. She pushed herself back as she begged him not to stop. Then it happened. She cried out with intense pleasure as he fingered and sucked her to the edge. Then her pussy began to flood his mouth as she tipped over it. He swallowed gratefully as her young, innocent hole squirted a torrent of cum into his throat. She must have been desperate. He continued to please her until her body had settled and her pussy felt hot from the intensity of her first orgasm. At some point he'd unzipped his trousers and let his thick cock flop into the open air of the classroom. And now it leaked with a thick pre-cum and he knew he was on the edge without even touching himself. Whilst Ellie was in a post-cum stupor, he stood behind her and slid his cock against her wet pussy. His mind was blurred with taboo thoughts as he pressed himself against her, allowing himself to feel the tightness of her hole embrace the tip of his solid cock. Swiftly he pulled away. It would be wrong to fuck a student, he knew that, but God did he want to. Instead he stroked himself vigorously for what was probably a total of 10 seconds. Then he stood back and watched as a thick, week's worth of hot cum sprayed the lips of her fertile pussy and dripped onto his desk below. Mr. West collapsed back into his seat as his cock twitched. Ellie didn't move a muscle, but he could see her chest heave with every heavy, post-orgasm breath. His view was perfect, and Mr. West didn't want to let it go to waste. The folds of her pussy puffed out, the pink now a blush red that glistened and oozed with her own cum in his. Sneakily he slipped his phone from his pocket and pulled up the camera to snap a picture of her red, cum-soaked pussy. He figured he'd decide how to hide it from his wife at a later date. "Do you think my pussy is okay, sir?" she said shakily in the quiet of the room. "Your pussy is just fine, Ellie. But if you have any questions, you need to come straight back to my classroom."
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.